you are an entrepreneur, a professional, a speaker, or a coach, and although you've come a long way, it's time for you to take it to the next level. We've got you. This is the Author to Authority Podcast. We'll help you use authority and influencer marketing to build your business stronger and faster by publishing a book. You'll hear from guests that are thought leaders in sales, marketing, networking, communication, social media, promotion, and business leadership. Let's do it. This is the Author to Authority Podcast.
And now your host, the extraordinary word ninja, Kim Thompson Pender.
Welcome to the Author to Authority Podcast. And if you've ever wondered if developing a networking group is going to help you build your business, well, then you want to stay tuned to this episode of the Author to Authority Podcast. I want to welcome Bill Mueller to the show. He's the co-founder of Start a Network, an SaaS development company, and they launched their new group management and communication platform and app in February, and we'll get you to talk a little bit about that, Bill. Bill believes that their product will revolutionize. Oh, it's one of those days. Yeah. Bill believes their product will revolutionize the way many community groups, organizations, and professionals and social networking groups operate and communicate nationwide. Bill is a serial entrepreneur and visionary. And it is definitely going to be one of those days. I did not copy the second part of your bio over there, Bill. So let me.
Okay, no problem.
Let me do that so I can actually finish this for you. Oh, wow. Haven't done that one in a while. Okay. Bill has been at the forefront of several industries to include the resume bank, career fair, and job site industries. Bill was also one of the pioneers of the martial arts movement in the United States. He began training in judo in elementary school approximately 60 years ago. 2024 will mark 50 years since he first traveled to Okinawa to train under his longtime instructor and friend, who will be 98 years old in June. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. And I'm going to have an opportunity to see my teacher in about 2 weeks. I'm going to Okinawa. So it's exciting times.
Nice. So I'm just going to ask you the obvious question to get started, Bill. And, you know, does starting a network group help you build your business?
There's no question about it. I sat and watched my son-in-law many years ago become a very successful broker, almost strictly through using networking. And he built relationships, and those relationships last, till today. And he sold homes to some of the same people 3 and 4 times. And he gets, he's built a multi-million dollar business off of basically networking groups. And it's doing phenomenal.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So let's just dive into this a little bit. We're going to cover a bit of your story later. But, people hear about networking groups and they probably think it's a lot of work in that. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about network groups. How do you start one? What are some of the goals that, you should be looking for when you start a network group?
Well, I think the most important thing is to find like-minded people. When I say like-minded, I'm talking about integrity-wise. You want to make sure that you're aligned with a group that is going to do professional work, because your own reputation's on the line when you refer somebody out. So I highly recommend, rather than just being in a networking group, creating your own networking group, because that way you get to choose the founders and the core people that are going to build your business. And those same people are going to set the culture of the networking group. I mean, some are very strict and just lead. Some are light and they have a really good time. I like to think our group falls in that category, because although you want to keep it very business focused. You really need to have a good time and really get to know these people on a personal level. And that only happens if people can really feel relaxed and you can ask each other questions, get to know about each other's families. And even to the point where when we do social gatherings, we highly encourage the people to bring their spouses, because not only they're sometimes they're the biggest cheerleaders of the group, a lot of times it's the spouse who buys those products. And so it's just a smart thing to do.
I love it. I love it. So how do you go about starting a network group? What would be some things that, you know, let's say I decided I wanted to start a group of professionals and speakers and consultants. How would I do that?
Well, there's a lot of ways. I just happen to have written an ebook on that, and anyone can go to startednetwork.com and download that for free. So it talks about the three main styles of networking groups. So depending on whether or not you want to be a for-profit group, you could have different membership levels and different benefits that go with each level. Some people choose to have it a free group. I like industry specific groups, because then you're not competing against people from your own industry. And that way, people go out of their way to, you know, endorse you. You get to know them on a personal level, and you get to be their primary person. If they need a roofer, I'm going to send them to the roofer in our group more than likely. I do have to know with 100% certainty that they're going to be treated ethically and professionally. And the only way to really get to know that is to get to know them personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, one thing I was thinking about is, you know, how do you decide whether you're going to do it in person or online? Because nowadays there's both.
You know, especially since COVID, you've gotten a lot of online networking groups. I think there's something pretty special about actually pounding flesh and shaking hands and giving hugs. So even if they're doing it online, unless it's a national group, I highly recommend that they sometimes make time to have personal interaction, because it's just not the same. I mean, let's face it, if we were raising our kids and we were doing it just by video, probably wouldn't turn out so well. They need that hug. They need to know that they're special. People are no different. They want to know that you care. And that's the most important thing, is getting to know them on a personal level, showing them you care by helping them grow their business and asking them questions rather than just, you know, bloviating at them. So.
Bill, love it. So we're going to just stop for a quick ad break. Audience, RTI Publishing, we've got some resources for you and going to take a few seconds to share one of the quick ones with you. We will be right back.
Writing and publishing a book that converts readers into client and scales your business is hard, but it doesn't have to be. Get my free checklist at bit.ly/create-and-scale that will show you what you need to do to have your book become a well-converting lead generating tool.
Welcome back. Bill, I would love to just talk about your story for a few minutes. So I would love for you to just take some time and, you know, share about your life and share about, you know, how did you become the co-founder of Start a Network?
You know, it's really, I think, a fairly interesting story. I've always been a serial entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to be self-employed when I was a kid. I thought that that was going to be in the martial arts for my whole life, although I still train that. My mind's always ticking. If there's one thing I am, it's an innovator, and been at the forefront of, like you mentioned in my bio, many industries. I was probably the first one in America that had online searchable database for resumes. I had a chain of resumes services, and I made those resumes available for a fee to employers with the permission of the people we wrote the resumes for. And that brought me into the career fair field. There was only a handful of companies. We had one of the largest ones, American Career Fairs. My attention span's kind of short, though. I've always got another idea there. And I got into networking and I just loved it because I am a people person. I actually got into Christian networking at first, and they introduced me to a man named Sandy Anderson, who is an evangelist, but he would do his own networking groups. So I got really close to him, actually did a missionary trip with him to Cambodia, to Thailand, to Burma, and really enjoyed it. And when I went there, I heard about a program called Wingman. And Wingman was started by a defensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, former Chad Hennings. And it's really a men's fellowship, but we networked. And it was someone in that group that is now my co-founder in this business. As soon as I started my networking group, I brought him into it. And I wasn't even aware that he had this technical background at the time. I only knew that he was doing home inspections now. Well, he had 15 years of project management, and he has tremendous vision. And so networking has really been kind of the main good share of my life. Outside of my family, I've got four wonderful kids, a wife of 40-some years, and a dozen grandkids. But outside of that, my personal contacts have almost the majority of them outside of my martial arts have come through networking. And they've become close friends. And to the point where, like I say, my business partner now came from the very networking group that I started. And I couldn't have found a better partner to do this with. I didn't have background in the tech industry, but I have a lot of marketing background and sales background and knowing how to get products out there. He has the technical background. So what really this formed out of the pains that I had in my own networking group, things that I wanted to merge social media and networking because they're both so prevalent today. So I thought that merging it virtually, merging it through social media. In other words, it's one thing to be at a networking group and say, hey, you know, Chad did my roof last week. He did a great job. I want to thank him in front of the group and his accolades with 20 people. Now those 20 people get on social media and post the same thing. It has the opportunity to touch thousands of people with a real story. So the merging of the two, so we've got communications apps that makes it really easy to send out information from your group, to communicate with your group. We actually have an activity feed within our program. So that's really like kind of like a social feed on Facebook or whatever, only it's group specific. So you could have several groups you're a part of, just push a button and you're in another group with a different activity feed, different people in there that you work with. So the whole goal was to make life simpler for the network owner and more productive for the members that are in the group.
Interesting. I like that. So tell me, how did you find your friend, your longtime instructor?
Well, that's funny because I took martial arts. I started as a young kid in Minnesota. And then when I started in karate after being in judo, I met a serviceman that was teaching at the downtown St. Paul YMCA. And I started training with him. And he had only spent a couple years in Okinawa, but I was really excited about what I was learning. And I kind of got the idea, if he could learn that much in his years over there, what could I do if I learned Japanese language and really got to know the culture and so forth? So I've had an ongoing, you know, mini trips to Okinawa, and he's come to America many times. And a lot of people learn martial arts while they're in the service, and they just really scratch the surface because there's so much that can't get explained because of the language barrier. He teaches karate theory, and in order to understand that, you've really got to speak the language, and there's so much that's been lost over the years when Okinawa really is a birthplace of karate, and it went to Japan and then spread across the world. And so I felt like going to the heart, and I was just a kid out of high school, 18. I showed up at his doorstep unexpectedly, and I was kind of afraid he was going to send me home because I was like, what am I going to do with this kid? You know, he just shows up at my doorstep, doesn't speak Japanese. And so it was an interesting story. But I think it gave me a love for people. It gave me a love for cultures and different cultures. And I think that's all, you know, really become a part of who I am.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to switch gears here because I want you to talk about a little bit more about your group management and communication platform. So I'm assuming it's startanetwork.com.
It is startanetwork.com. We thought long and hard about that right now if we did it, because it's merged from just being a communications app for networking groups. It's merged into a communications app that could work for really almost any size association, group, club, and eventually, hopefully, chambers of commerce and other places that want to communicate amongst themselves like that. It's really, again, birthed, you know, they say this, what's the saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. Well, that's really what happened. I had necessities. I had certain needs that I wanted to see happen for the good of my group and the good of the people that are in there, because I really felt like if we can do some other things here, they can benefit greatly by it. And that's what we've done, is we've looked at every avenue of the professional networking group first and said, how can we communicate better? We meet weekly. Some places meet monthly or even quarterly. And if you meet monthly, you miss one time, it's 2 months before you see that person again. And we've got a close-knit group. And I ran that by them. Do you even want to do this semi-monthly? And they said, no, you know, we love getting together and seeing each other. So that's really what you want to form, is a genuine group that really cares about each other. And so we looked at other things. What's going to help us connect between every Thursday when we have our meetings, Thursday mornings? And that's where the communication app came. And then we also have a profile for each of our members that can be picked up by, you know, your browsers and Google searches and so forth. So they also get an opportunity to market themselves on there. And we've made it so easy for them to share one another's contacts on social media. They just hit a button on and that button will put something on whatever platform that you're sending it to, and they click on it and they go right to your profile. So they get much more than they would otherwise. So it's very easy. Someone says, hey, I'm looking for a roofer in the neighborhood. I click the profile, click it on there, and basically they click on it and they go right to the person's profile. So they find out much more than their contact information. They find out some of their achievements, what makes them unique in the industry. And we also have other thing that I think is kind of neat. It's we do spotlight articles, and everybody can write them, and it will help bring social media to them. It's written through AI to start out, and then they perfect it. But what it does is once they're, it'll actually question them. It'll ask you what you're trying to do. It'll question you, well, what do you do here? And before you know it, zip, you've got an article there. I highly recommend everyone goes in there and personalize that article. But it gives you a really good start for people that have a hard time just getting started. We don't want to just throw out content out there. We want it to be personalized.
Awesome. Well, Bill, I'm going to ask you the question that I ask every person who's not an author who comes on the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
So if you were to write a book to build your business, what would you write about?
I think that I would write about the importance of networking, especially for people that are in a managerial capacity. If they can just get the people that are in their downline or in their group to get involved in networking, it's going to not only make them more money, but it's going to flow up to the managers and so, and you know, everybody above, even multi-level management people. I mean, if you think about it, somebody sitting at the top, they encourage their people to get in networking groups. They got, whether it's Mary Kay, and they're selling a bunch more products, and not only to the group, but the group is referring them to people. Well, that person that's sitting up there at the regional manager spot is going to benefit by that. So I would encourage that regional manager to have each one of their people get involved in networking group, and even more than getting involved, create your own networking group. There's so many advantages. You become the instant authority. You become the one that they go to for information about upcoming events. You get to pick the culture. You get to pick the location. You get to pick the times. You know, you get to pick, let's say, I use the example of realtors. I mean, I think they can benefit by making a network almost more than anyone. Realtors can't get raises, really. They're stuck at a percentage usually. So the way they can get a raise is sell higher priced homes. Well, choose to put your network in more affluent area. Another way they can do it is selling more homes. Well, this is going to help them accomplish that as well. So again, there's only two, three different ways they can get, a raise. So they need to give it to themselves, and they need to do the things that's necessary to make them excel. And I think networking is probably the number one thing that they can do and not pay for leads.
Thank you, Bill. Well, we have time for you to give us one final thought. And then if people have enjoyed this conversation, how can they connect with you?
Well, the easiest way is to go to startanetwork.com. They can also email me at bill@startanetwork.com. And probably the one thing that I would tell them is that you can do one group, you can do three groups, you could do as many as you want. There's almost unlimited ways that you could use our app to build different businesses. But for the networking groups, again, I highly recommend you become the one that becomes the authority and creates that network, and let it build from there. Let relationships be your key. Don't go in there just to find out what it can do for you. But the more you help somebody else, the more they're just going to naturally help you back. And that's really the key to networking.
Thank you so much, Bill, for being on the show. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us from your knowledge. Audience, if you're looking to where to go to next, I recommend episode 428, How to Build an Online Community. If you're watching here on YouTube, you know my daughter has placed the thumbnail here on the screen for you to click. If you're on your podcast app, you are going to be scanning back, quite a bit, probably about 80 episodes probably, but I promise you it's another great episode on community building and how to do it in a way that will build your business. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on the very next episode. Bye now.
You've been listening to the Author to Authority podcast. The Extraordinary Word Ninja, Kim Thompson Pinder,
has helped over 200 entrepreneurs, professionals, speakers, and coaches write and publish their books that have become incredible marketing tools for their business. And many of those have gone on to become Amazon best-selling authors and have used their books to land high-level clients and get on big stages. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit the website at www.authortoauthoritypodcast.com. See you next time.